Your name?
My name is Jonathan Gorst.
Age?
44.
Occupation?
I am the owner of the Riviera Supper Club and Piano Bar, as well as a freelance musician up and down the Roaring Fork Valley.
Favorite U.S. president, and why?
I would say Franklin Roosevelt was my favorite. I thought he did a lot for the country with his programs. Big fan of everything that he led us through the difficult times.
Do you have any prior experience in local government?
I do not. I'm a newcomer.
If you were to accomplish three things as a city council member, what would those be?
Number one, to revitalize the downtown core to its optimum performance level. Number two, to work on the South Bridge and that project with the state and county authorities. And number three, to establish a performing arts center here in Glenwood Springs that serves the community.
And how would you go about approaching those three objectives?
With revitalizing the downtown core, I think the city is moving in the right direction. We just need to continue our programs working with the Downtown Development Authority. In going with the South Bridge project, I think that's going to take a great coordination with CDOT, as well as working with Garfield County, as it does not sit within the city limits. We need to use our resources to coordinate with these entities, write for grants.
Two successes and two failures of this past city council?
I think the bridge project has been a success. I think the city council has also been able to limit development responsibly. And I think one of the examples being the Midland project that was not approved because of the assessment made on the impact of the local neighborhoods. And I think having that kind of sensibility is something that's very important as we grow as a city. We can't grow too fast, and we certainly can't do it irresponsibly, because then it won't be a city anybody wants to live in. Two failures. I think we have had a problem with our landfill. And going along those same lines, the elimination of the recycling center and not having the plan to replace it or a good alternative has been another real sticking point for the citizens here.
What do you think that Glenwood's role is relative to the whole Roaring Fork Valley?
Well, we are the entry point to the whole thing. And I think as that, we are the ambassadors that get the people to come off the interstate and going up the valley. We're definitely that landmark. Also, we're known as the Spa of the Rockies, so we're a place, a destination of its own. So our role as the leader in Garfield County, the county seat, has a lot to do with the policies that will affect everybody up valley. And I think we need to be good ambassadors of that, especially to our neighbors in Pitkin and Eagle County, that we are always conscientious of those relationships. And I think there's more that we can do to coordinate together to create things like a housing authority or more transportation connections, things like that, working together with the other entities.
When you ask your neighbors what issues are most important to them, what are some of the things that you hear?
In my neighborhood, I live in the older part of Glenwood Springs downtown, and a lot of that is to preserve the neighborhoods that are established.
How big of a deal is the confluence to you?
It's only a concern if it becomes a question of overdeveloping it. To me, the confluence is a natural, beautiful place that needs to be enhanced. We've done a few things industrially that are not appealing or savory. I'd like to see those be fixed and moved forward in a way that's appealing. Like I said before, we're a gateway, and that confluence can really be something that has the look of the gateway to the Roaring Fork Valley. I think it would be a mistake to put a lot of shops and restaurants on it. Number one, it would overdevelop the area. Number two, it would affect our downtown core, which really needs to grow and congeal as a unit before we look at moving on into other locations in the city.
So you have a pretty interesting background. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. I was the music director for the National Tours of Cats and the Phantom of the Opera from Broadway, and I spent 17 years on the touring circuit, traveling through the greatest cities in the United States, Canada. I also did a short time in Europe, and got to see how those downtown cores really worked from anywhere from a large city like Los Angeles or San Diego in the West, to Philadelphia, and then to smaller towns like Appleton, Wisconsin, or one of the smaller towns in Texas. You know, we definitely saw our fair share of the different cities. So looking at how those performing arts centers transformed those cities, how they affected the businesses around them, and what it meant to those residents, I think that's one of the most unique perspectives that I can bring to the table in my experience. So I'd like to share those experiences with everybody as serving on the city council.
What kind of a place do you want Glenwood to be in 20 years?
Well, I hope to see a very vibrant downtown that has a lot of diversity to it. I'd love to see more antique shops, more art shops, definitely a theater, a performing arts space here in the downtown core would be one of my biggest dreams, and I'm working hard to make that a reality in the future. But I would like to see it become all of those things and kind of harken back to maybe the grand days where Estes Park was, you know, one of the most vibrant little downtowns in the mountains, and it really had that feel to it. Also, sadly, Cripple Creek is no longer as vibrant in the way of shops and restaurants, but there, back in the days when I grew up near Cripple Creek, it was a place of antiques, arts, a lot of good restaurants, many places that you would just want to go to visit every time you were able to come up. You know, from Colorado Springs, it was only an hour away. It was a great place to visit, and I think we are that destination for Denver, and I'd like to continue building on that idea to grow the appeal of Glenwood Springs as a whole. I guess as we move forward, you know, in the arts, in the performing arts, I'm definitely more focused on the performing arts, but I really want to see the entire scene kind of take the next step here in Glenwood Springs. I think we've seen it in other communities. I think Carbondale is a great example of that. My nod to them, and of course Aspen has always been a great center for the arts, but Glenwood really can take its place and take it to the next level. And I think we're right at the cusp of that, and I look forward to seeing how that moves forward.
What is the next level?
For us, it's going to be integrating all of our organizations, such as we have a symphony in the valley, we have a local theater group. They need a home. They need some place that we come together to see these organizations in action and as a community benefit from them. I think having a few locations around the valley makes it confusing for us. We don't know where to go or to see all the time, but it'd be nice to have a central location for that, and I think that can kind of anchor what happens next in creating, you know, more shops, more places of art, making the downtown core you know, more of a display of art. I think that's in the plan, and I think we will continue moving forward with that. But for Glenwood to be known as a place that, yes, we have the Aspen Music Festival is up the valley and the Vail Dance Festival is up I-70, but here in Glenwood Springs, there's some really great things to see and experience in the way of the arts.